This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Following the incident earlier this year in Ferguson, Missouri, in which an unarmed 18-year-old African-American was shot to death by a white police officer, police and sheriff's departments all over the country are taking a look at the use of body cameras for their officers and sheriff's deputies. One of the first jurisdictions in Georgia to take a look at it is Floyd County, which had actually ordered some body cams before the incident in Ferguson even happened. Tom Caldwell is the chief deputy in the Floyd County Sheriff's Department. Chief Deputy Caldwell, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Dennis.
If I'm not mistaken, the Department of Natural Resources has officers who use the body cams, but as far as I could tell, and I might have overlooked someone, you guys are the first significant jurisdiction like city police or sheriff's department to try this in Georgia. Is that your understanding as well?
I think you're right. When we first started researching the possibility of going to the cameras, DNR was the only agency that we could locate that actually had them in place already. So as far as I know, and I don't know of any other chiefs or sheriffs that have gone to them yet, so we weren't setting out to make history, but maybe that wound up being the case anyway.
Now, you started this process back in February, and again, this was before the incident in Ferguson. What was it that prompted you and Floyd County to think about maybe the body cameras are worth trying?
We have been short-staffed for some time, and I don't think that we're unique in that regard. And it seems like our complaints had increased over the last several years. In 2011, we went through an accreditation process, and we're just trying to increase our professionalism overall and our transparency with the public. And so not just to handle the complaints, but also to capture a true accounting of what each officer went through on each individual incident where they were involved with a member of the public. So we got interested in it, and we, as a command staff, we talked about it, and we decided it was something that we wanted to try.
You mentioned complaints. Was there a particular incident, though, that brought it to the fore, or was it just looking at the volume of complaints and saying, hey, we need to try something here?
Well, a couple of years ago, we went to tasers, and the tasers had cameras, and so when we would deploy the taser, we would get a good look at the incident, and we noticed that it helped with the complaints, and it also gave us a little bit more credibility in court if we were able to show exactly what happened and explain why we had to deploy the taser. And we thought, why not have that on every incident? If you're in a foot chase, maybe you don't necessarily need to use a taser, but at least the members of a jury or a supervisor might be able to see that you were acting in good faith and just trying to do your job, and although that person or that person's family may complain on you, that doesn't necessarily mean that we did anything wrong.
Did you notice whether you had a higher percentage of incidents where force was used than normal, or was the decision to use the body cams just something that you thought would help with transparency and some of the things that you just mentioned, you know, court proceedings, for instance?
I think that we just looked at it from overall with our cases in court, the amount of complaints that we have. And again, there weren't a severe increase, but it's just kind of steady over the years. And we thought if we can use a camera with a taser deployment, why not be able to capture in full all of our interactions with the public? Now, you know, that can go both ways. It can either prove that you used the appropriate amount of force, or it can also show that you may have used too much force. So, you know, I don't know if that's why other agencies are not going to it yet or not sold on it yet or not, but we certainly hope that we're going to have more credibility in our community by going to it.
How about your deputies? Did they take some convincing here?
Well, I don't know that they're convinced yet at all. They're, in all candor, they're not really excited about it. And the more they hear about it, and the more they read about it, I think they may still have some reservations about it. But one thing that that I keep trying to point out to them is that, you know, people already have phones. A lot of what we do, and a lot of for what they do through the course of their normal shift, it's already recorded at various times. If you go knock on a door to serve a warrant, if you're looking for somebody in there, there's a good chance that a family member or somebody, a neighbor standing outside, they're going to be videoing the whole thing anyway. So if people are recording it and they're showing a partial story maybe to the incident, we thought, why not have our own complete story to tell?
Does your department have dash cams now on the deputies' cars, and will those continue to be used once the body cams are tried out and presumably eventually put into full use?
Actually, we don't have dash cams now. We live in a county. There are seven counties out of the 159 counties in Georgia that still have a county police department. Our partner agency over with the county police, they tend to work traffic, and they have the dash cams, and we serve warrants and protect the courthouse and serve civil papers and processes and run the jail. So actually, we don't have those. This would be just worn on the uniform.
But serving warrants itself can lead to confrontations, obviously.
Well, it does, and that's, I would say that that's 75% or more outside of the jail, of course, where our confrontations occur. And actually, the 20 that we initially ordered will all be going to our staff that are assigned to the warrant division. It can be a dangerous job, and there are, any course of your shift, you're going to at least have a confrontation or two, maybe more than that. So just given the nature of what you're doing, when the public sees a sheriff's car, they know that somebody's probably going to jail.
Without getting too much into the technical part of this, how would these cameras work? I mean, would they be activated at a particular point automatically? Would a deputy have to turn them on to get them started? And how much of the incident would they record before they delete, I guess, and start over?
Each camera has a video buffer, so it'll record actually set to 30 or 60 seconds prior to any interaction that you may have through audio. And then the video at some point in time is uploaded automatically to a central server, which we don't have in place yet, but that's going to be how it's going to work once we do complete our policy. We're touching up our policy that we're going to have in place, and then once we do that, then we'll have the server set up, and then we'll go from there. Basically, what it'll do is with the server, it'll be sort of like a digital evidence room.
So it could record an incident that might last quite a long time?
Absolutely. Depending on the batteries, it'll record straight for anywhere from 8 to 12 hours. So our guys work 10-hour shifts, so that we're hoping that the batteries that we ordered with them are actually going to be sufficient.
How much do these things cost, and did you have enough in the budget to order? You said you're getting 20 of them. Will that be enough for everybody, or will you have to sort of phase them in?
Well, it's enough to cover the guys in warrant division initially. However, we have other divisions, and we are susceptible to having some complaints in other areas of our operation as well. So, yes, we do tend to order some more. We wanted the initial amount. We also just wanted to try out a certain number of them to see how the particular brand worked, see if maybe we might need to reevaluate after this initial trial. We went with 20 to cover the warrant division, and certainly with cameras, you can get them anywhere from $199 up to $1,000 or more. So, but we felt like the ones we got had good reviews, they had good recommendations, and so we feel pretty good initially about going with those.
You mentioned the storage procedure, but what about the procedure for using the cameras? I mean, is there a safeguard, for instance, that would prevent a deputy from turning it off, deleting the footage, if the deputy might think, oh, I'm doing something that I shouldn't be?
once it starts to record, it's going to record until the deputy, we're going to have it set to where it records until actually the incident has stopped. And so even if that were to happen, you would be able to show through the video, and it's going to have, it'll also have the deputy's number assigned to the video, so it'll pull up that it's him or that it's assigned to that particular person. And it would show that it had actually been shut down by hand. So we would know that even if that were the case on a particular incident.
And is there a procedure to make sure that all of the footage gets kept where it can't just disappear?
Yes, it will be. It's handled automatically, is my understanding. And like I said, we don't have the server in place yet, but it's going to be automatically uploaded to the server for all the guys, depending on when they're on duty. So they won't control that.
Putting myself in a deputy's place, for instance, obviously the camera is pointing out from the deputy. So would it really tell the whole story? For instance, it might not show when a deputy, exactly when a deputy, say, went for his or her weapon, which might be critical for the deputy's case in saying, look, I waited until I saw a credible force threat, that kind of thing. It wouldn't show everything from the deputy's point of view.
Well, in fairness, you're right. We don't know that for sure. We do, however, have we serve warrants in groups of two. Excuse me. And so maybe the other deputy catches that on his camera. So this is just something that that we're going to have to, through the trial, figure out how that works. I do know that deputies, just knowing the fact that what they're saying is going to be, there's going to be audio that accompanies that and video, our hope is that that makes our deputies more professional in their demeanor on a much more consistent basis. And initially, they may not be that excited about that, but we think down the road that, you know, we're going to have much more credibility from that. Our complaints are going to go down, and hopefully we'll have a reduction in uses of force in our, when we deal with the public.
And you also may find that the video verifies a deputy's account of what happened. Are your folks aware of that?
They are. We're going to sell it to our guys as a win-win. The public is protected from any misconduct, yes, but also our deputies are going to be protected from bogus complaints. We'll be able to see that from time to time because we do get those. We'll be able to some of these unfounded accusations that occur from time to time. And another thing that we anticipate is internal affairs investigations. We should be able to clear those up a lot faster, we would hope, based on the fact that instead of having two separate varying stories with these body cameras, hopefully it is what it is. You see it, and you can clear some of those IAs up faster. And I'll tell you, 25 years in this line of work, some of the most stressful times are when you're being investigated for an incident that has occurred, and you feel like that you're in the right, but at the same time, the people that are investigating you don't necessarily know that, and you don't have any video. So from that perspective, we view it as being very positive.
Have you heard from other jurisdictions in Georgia now that you've ordered these cameras and folks saying, hey, we want to hear how it goes for you?
Actually, Chief Snow at the Rome Police Department here, she is excited about this in the future. I spoke to Chief Shiflett with the county PD. He wasn't able to get it into his budget last year, but I would anticipate that at some point in time, they will probably go to that too. Listen, Dennis, I think this is the wave of the future. There have been things over the years that impact what we do in such a big way. Miranda, you had the Rodney King incident and the impact that had when people could actually see that on TV. You have smartphones. People are constantly filming us now. Intermediate weapons came into play, such as tasers, that changed how we operate, and now body cameras are coming along, and yes, they probably have their good and their bad points, but I think once we start using these, they can really be a plus for us.
You said you didn't really set out to make history, since there are other states where the body cameras are already in use or are more prevalent. Does it surprise you that that it's taken this long for a Georgia jurisdiction of any size to try this?
Well, I think that from what I can tell from some of the other trials that I have read about in different parts of the country, they have had an impact on things like I've mentioned, like complaints and uses of force. Why we haven't been as quick to come around in Georgia, I wouldn't be able to take a guess at that. Just suffice it to say that what can work in other parts of the country, obviously, we feel like can work in our part of the country. And if we can be one of the first guinea pigs in Georgia to try that out, then we're certainly willing to do that if it gives us more public credibility.
One more quick one, and I don't know whether this is something you've had a chance to explore, but there could be unintended consequences from the body cams. Let's say you catch something that a bystander is doing, or something where somebody might say, hey, I had an expectation of privacy here, and I wasn't even the person you were going after. Is that even something that's come up in your consideration of how to handle what you get from the body cams?
Well, I think that from what I'm able to tell about that, as far as maintaining the footage over a period of time, is that this is one of those opportunities. You hear people from time to time say, they use the expression that it's too much Big Brother, that this government, too much government involvement in our everyday lives. But to that, I would say, this is an opportunity for these body cameras, even though we're the ones that are wearing them. It certainly is an opportunity for the public to be able to see what we're doing, to keep an eye on what it is that we're doing. So I don't think anybody would be successful in making that argument, but that doesn't mean that they won't try at some point in time.
You're waiting for delivery on these. About when do you expect them to be delivered, and then when do you actually hope to have them on your deputies on the streets?
Well, we're going to have a class to go over what our standard operating procedure will be with it. So say that we get those in October, we should be able to be up and running with them in November. That's our hope. That's what we're shooting for. The final thought that I would have is that, yes, there may be reasons and disadvantages to having them, but we think that the credibility that we get with the community, the transparency, and it's going to show that we're attempting to at least be a more professional agency. And if you think about what happened in Ferguson, if you try to think how much better the situation would have been if they had a clear video picture of what had happened, you may not have had all these riots that occurred after that. And I'm certainly not second-guessing any law enforcement. Regardless of which side you look at in that scenario, a good full-body camera visual of that may have helped, and it may have helped to tamp down some of the public discourse after that. So that kind of thing is what we should be looking to correct.
Tom Caldwell is the Chief Deputy Sheriff in Floyd County, where Rome is located. Chief Deputy Caldwell, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. We'll check back with you and see how it's going.
Thank you for having me.